You're listening to KRUULP 100.1 FM, Fairfield, Iowa.
I'm Bill Teeple. I'm here with Alan Cobb, my co-host, and this is Icon Art Radio. Last week, we invited the curators of the Art Quilt Show at Icon Gallery to talk to us about the show. And we were really just getting warmed up on the subject of art quilting, and so we've invited them back again, and we're going to continue the conversation.
I guess we're just starting to get into the different techniques and methods of transferring images and working with fabric.
In many ways, it seemed a lot richer than just having some pigment suspended in oil, and that's what you had to work with to get an image on the canvas. You were starting to go on and on about all these different ways of getting dyes and paints and images transferred. Was fascinating. And I can see why a lot of painters have been pulled into this medium.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that was one of the interesting points that came up last week was that most of the people doing this kind of art quilt work are coming from a fine art background. And I guess in a way they're using it to step outside the canvas because the canvas is now part of the art. It's not the substrate, it's the medium.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. Yes, you're right. It's not the base. Mm-hmm. Although in a way it is the base because you know you're still taking the fabric and you're
right.
You know you're printing on it. You're stamping on it. What else?
Painting, dyeing it. Embellishing.
Right, but then. The nice thing is that, like you said, it comes off the frame, and you can cut it up, stitch on it, restitch it back together. You know, stitch on it, paint it again, and then you know, embellish right on top of it. And mm-hmm.
Which is actually one of the things I love to do with a painting mm-hmm. is to take it off the stretcher bars, cut half of it off, and put it on new stretcher bars. And I realize that's such a relief to an artist because most artists think. It's not working. They've screwed up the bottom half. I hate, and they just and then they live with that, or they try to paint it out or something. And I always thought it was wonderful that we could just take it off the stretchers, or if it's a panel, we run it through the table saw. And we just get rid of the bottom.
Yeah,
and so I can see that's freeing. With the quilt artists, they get stuff to work. They make. You know,
well, we dye our fabric, and we only, you know, we might dye a whole yard of fabric, and right there on this corner, there's this most beautiful, right. amazing color combination, and we use that maybe as a jumping point for a quilt.
So I can see the fascination there then. Yeah. You could just, like, cut out all the good stuff and put it together and forget the stuff that didn't
work.
Well,
what a perfect metaphor for thinking outside the box. Yeah. Yeah. You're making the box, and then you're using the box to make a box, and you're using other boxes to embellish the box. It's great.
And it's one of the things that I noticed, like anything goes in terms of what you can put on there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus, I love the idea, too, that, you know, a lot of quilters, you know, make quilts because they want something visually beautiful to put on the walls. And I that's why I liked Astrid Hilger Bennett's work. It's beautiful, visually very, it has an impact, and you know, I could see it. In fact, when I was up in a hotel in Iowa City, and I'm walking down the corridor to the main hall, there was one of her works on the wall. And she's very well known in Iowa City because that's where she's from. But it's visually beautiful to hang on the
wall.
And
she sells a lot of it too.
She does sell a lot.
Because these things look great in somebody's home.
Yes.
Well, and that's another aspect of it is that it's a thing. A painting, in a sense, isn't a thing. It's an abstract, rectangular surface that it has kind of been removed from the world, and everything that's on it is the visual image, but the thing isn't there, and it's not even supposed to be there. You're not supposed to think about the canvas or the gesso or the, is it coarse canvas or fine canvas and things like that. But in this case, it's more like a tapestry or a macrame or something. It's an object. Mm-hmm. And you could take a piece of cloth and do nothing to it other than hang it on the wall, and it could end up looking quite beautiful. Mm-hmm. Even a piece of plain muslin, just the way it drapes, is intrinsically fascinating. Mm-hmm. And here's, you know, a sort of an alternative notion of what the canvas means. It's purely coincidental that we happen to think of the word canvas metaphorically this way. It's really doesn't have to be canvas. It can be anything. And yet it's still being used to make something. And it's a thing that you end up with. And I think that's a
The layers difference. Of elements that go into these works of art is really quite interesting.
Yeah.
And you're responsible, because I hadn't thought much about this world until you guys brought it to my attention. And in this region, I see mostly traditional quilts. And even some of the artists that work with me that do painting and stuff have done quilts, but they tend to be more traditional. And it was you guys that turned me on to this whole world of the art quilt.
Yeah.
So tell me, how did you guys get involved, each of you? How did you get started in quilting? Did you start from the traditional
quilting? Because, you know, I have started sewing when I was 10 years old, and I was consumed by creating anything, and I sewed all of my own clothes all through high school and through college, and through babies, and one day, while we were living in on the Central California coast, and there was this quilt show in Monterey it was actually in Pacific Grove, and it was the Monterey Peninsula Quilt Guild, and I said, I just really want to go in there, you know, and I drug all my kids and we all went in there, and I stepped into this room and I went, oh my gee, wow, it was unbelievable. It was a very large room, like a gymnasium, probably the size of our convention center hall. And it was just filled with these beautiful pieces of quilts. And they were mostly bed quilts, but they were stunning, absolutely stunning. And my jaw dropped and I said, I have just found the next thing that I'm going to sew. And it wasn't actually till I did try something before we moved here, but it wasn't till after we moved here that I started learning how to put quilts together and cut them apart and get all the equipment that you needed, the rotary cutter and the rotary board, and took some classes from Deanna Freeberg. And that was my step into the quilt world. And I've been fascinated ever since then. So it was since I've lived here that I've started quilting, and somehow I moved more and more. You learn how to do it, and then you want to do it your way. Mm-hmm. And so you take traditional patterns and you decide what colors you want to do with them, and then you take traditional patterns and you do it a different way. And I think that's how a traditional quilter would evolve into making more contemporary quilts. And
was there a point at which you were introduced to the art quilt arena, or did you just sort of get there?
I think I just got there.
So it was incremental.
Incremental. Yes.
Now, what about when you were you making quilts when you came and learned oil painting from me?
Yes, I was.
You just kept making quilts all through that.
I kept making quilts all along. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So did studying painting have any effect on your quilting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Studying quilt theory, and I think at about the same time I started taking art lessons with you, I took some classes from Michael James, who's a very renowned art quilter, and color theory, and Yeah, so yeah, but I was quilting all that whole time. I was taking painting lessons, and now it's like every time I love painting, and I still have my sack of colors, but I can create my own palettes of color with dyes, and
it's hard to go back. You're in your dharma as far as art goes. So stay with it. Keep doing it. Yeah. They're beautiful quilts you make.
Thank you.
So how did you get involved with quilting?
Well, like Karen, I've been sewing as long as I can remember. I had no quilting background, no quilters in my family that I was aware of. We did have several artists. My grandmother was an art teacher. She was widowed early, and this is how she supported the family, was as an art teacher. I have an uncle who is a professional watercolor artist. And my dad was a great artist. That's not what he did professionally, but there were artists in the family. And at some point in approximately 35 years ago, I knew that I wanted to get back to studying art, and I don't remember the transition to at what point I knew or why I knew I wanted to study textile arts, but I started seeking out different classes to take. I had no idea what direction I wanted to go in. So I took every textile art related class that I could take, from crochet to silk screen. I took a quilting class, and that was as far as I had to go with it. I knew that was the direction I was going to be taking. My quilting teacher happened to be a retired textile art professor at Louisiana State University. And so she encouraged me. She was the right person for me to, you know, to help me develop my art quilting interests. At the time, Michael James and Nancy Crowe were a couple of the top art quilters of the time. And I found them both very inspiring. I really liked what they were working with at the time. So I just took it from there, and my grandmother, my art teacher grandmother, thought that I was crazy to want to make quilts when I could go down to the store down the road and buy a blanket for $10. But she came to understand the artistic angle of working with textiles, and came to appreciate it a little more.
So did you ever make a quilt that could go on a bed?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, of course.
In fact, I studied I took classes on making, you know, many of the traditional designs in order to learn the techniques that I could then use in making art quilts.
So then you had plenty of quilts for people's beds.
Yeah.
And made gifts to give away, I guess.
Now, go ahead, Bill.
Oh, I'm just going to mention, for those who just jumped in their car and started listening, what you're listening to. This is Wendy Reed and Karen Harris, the curators of the art quilt show that we had at Icon Gallery. And it's on KRUU 100.1 FM. So let's continue our conversation.
I just want to make a plug for the upcoming... Can we talk about
that? Yes, the quilt show. If you're listening to this show when it's first broadcast...
In November of
2011, remember November 11th. And that's we're going to have a walk through the Icon Gallery with Wendy Reed and Karen Harris and myself.
And maybe
at least Astrid Hilger-Bennett, one of the artists, and... possibly Carol Cooey, I don't know. But in any case, it'll be a nice evening, so come out 7:30 to 8, show up, and then we'll have a walk around, probably around 8:15.
Now, I would predict that after this show has been up for a while, there are going to be some people who want to find out where to start, because this is going to attract people to the field. So what would you guys suggest a person should do if they don't have a clue?
The Iowa Art Quilters group that we meet monthly in Grinnell, and it's a good place to go and learn. The art quilters that are members of the group we welcome beginners, advanced art quilters, anybody interested in learning anything. We share ideas. We have a little morning session where we play with a different technique each month. We often bring our paints and our fabrics and just play. And then we have a meeting in the afternoon and talk about upcoming shows that we're participating in. And so that would be a good starting point to learn different techniques and be exposed to other art quilters who have explored many techniques themselves and can help answer questions, guide them in any direction that they're interested in taking with the art quilts.
Have you guys ever considered doing any kind of beginning lessons for people?
Well, actually, Wendy does teach classes. And tell them about some of the classes you've taken, because hers are, you can be a beginner and take Wendy's classes. She does one on machine quilting. Go ahead, let Wendy talk.
I teach free motion quilting, which is used curved lines to create designs on the fabric, on the quilt.
You drop the feed dogs on your sewing machine and you move the fabric around all three layers, and you can make designs. Mm. And that's what we call free motion.
And you can use
quilting.
The thread as your paint, in essence. And I also teach a class on embellishing, applying different fabrics, different techniques and beads and what have you to the surface of the quilt in order to embellish it. And then I also I've taught a class on fabric painting and dyeing as well.
And Wendy's a member of the Fairfield Art Association, and so if anyone's interested in contacting her, that's a good place to start.
Are these done through the Art Association, or do you just promote them
yourself?
Not all
of them,
some of them have, mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if either of you know, but there are a number of men. You know, you think that quilting is a woman's world, but it's not. There are quite a number of men that have jumped onto this, mm-hmm. making traditional quilts, but as well art quilts. Mm-hmm. And the last quilt show that I went to in Chicago actually had an exhibit of just men's quilts, art quilts that were made by men.
Wow. Well, and the quilt show, the big quilt show that was in the pavilion of the convention center, were many men involved with that?
I don't know if there were any men. I know my husband had his quilt in that show about 6 or 7 years ago. He on occasion will drag out his sewing machine, which he normally uses to make sails for his sailboat.
Oh.
And he has this one design that he always uses, a hexagon pattern. And he'll make a quilt with it. And he's making quilts for his granddaughter.
Is there such a thing as art sails? Art sails that are art objects for boats?
No, that's a good question.
I think
no.
That seems like it's open for... It probably would affect the luft of the wind or whatever you call all that stuff. The speed. If you're a racer, it might not
that's
be good,
right,
but it seems
yes.
like... A no-brainer that the sailboats all in the bay.
Well, of course, spinnakers are an art form.
They are an art form.
Balloon spinnakers, right. Primarily. Yeah. But you'll
but
find
think of
really
him with his sewing
thing.
Machine stitching patterns
yeah.
for his sail.
I'll bring that up.
I'd love
to share that with him.
Yeah. Well, I knew a sailmaker in Venice, California, and he considered every sail that he made to be a work of art.
Even if it was all white?
Even if it was all white.
Yeah.
I mean, there are lots of choices to make in the way the seams are handled and the way it's going to furl if it's a furling sail.
Yet I think men think differently than women in how they approach their quilt or their sail.
Yeah, I imagine.
It's very, very different.
a little more technologically oriented.
I had to get him all his own tools because, he would nick my rotary blade, and I thought, okay, he's got to have his own rotary blade, you know, his own rotary tools. So he has all of his own tools that he uses, but very different approach. So it's interesting to see.
I wouldn't mind giving energy to all of this.
Well, I can
think of it. I think it could explode a little bit more here.
I'd like to.
How many art Fairfielders are in the art quilt, the Iowa art quilt group?
Just
Wendy and I.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That go on a regular basis. There are other women in town that have expressed interest, it's like you have to be passionate about it. Wendy and I are just very passionate about quilting.
Well, we love it.
And it really, I'm so excited about this show. I have to put another plug in for this show at Icon Gallery because for me, it's a dream to actually be able to have these art quilts at Icon.
And the show is huge. I mean, everybody loves it.
And everybody does.
Everybody walks in and their jaw drops, you know. And then many people just think it's an art show, and suddenly when they realize it's quilts, it's even a bigger experience for them.
Yeah, it's a shock. I have to say, there's something about traditional quilts that really seriously doesn't appeal to me. And when I thought of a quilt show, I thought of accompanying my mother to the fabric store. And standing thinking,
"Oh, get me out of here!"
Bolt.
Right?
Yeah, I want to bolt from there. And I stepped into the. I mean, I knew that it wasn't going to be like that, but I didn't know what it was going to be. And when I stepped inside the door, it just completely blew my mind. And I've been postponing going back because I'm going to have to spend some serious time, and I haven't had a chance yet.
But can you take
I look
some
forward
photos?
To picture. Yeah, I'm going to photograph.
This is a show we need to photograph.
Yeah. What's the deadline on that? When is it coming?
November 12th.
Right. November 12th.
2011.
That'll be the last day. That's Saturday, November 12th. That'll be the last day.
Yeah, and we have an event the next day.
So. Yeah, it'll be coming down the next day. So
everyone out there, if this is in 2011, come on out and before November 12th to Icon Gallery, 58 North Main on the square in Fairfield.
Yeah, enjoy a quick survey of a branch of fine art you might not have realized existed.
So
I think we need to rev up the troops in Fairfield and get them to get excited about this new art form.
Yeah.
So in the show that's at the convention center, is that the Iowa? Art quilters. So there's not other Fairfielders besides you?
No.
And you were too busy putting on our show to even put anything in that show.
Yes. Mine's still on the wall.
Yeah.
Still up on the wall.
Well, it's certainly been a great ride to put this together with you guys and to have the show, but it was like twice what I expected. I knew about these quilts. But it just looks so good in that space, that contemporary art space. And I think Astrid felt that way too.
Yes, I think all of the artists were just so pleased to be able to have their work on display, really how it should be
and
on
it,
display.
It really needs to be not in a quilt show that's more that direction, but in an art gallery, a contemporary art gallery.
Yeah. Three of the four quilters that were able to attend the opening all have had very positive things to say about the show, such as it's the best display best exhibit of her work that she's ever seen in a gallery setting, the best lighting, really great comments that we've gotten either on their blogs or via emails, and the artists were very pleased. It came together really well. I think I agree with you, Bill. I mean, I love the artists. Looking at the photos of their images, we knew these were the artists that we wanted to bring to Icon Gallery. But in the end, when we hung them, we all just said, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
It really came together very well.
The day that Wendy and I finished putting all the quilts on the wall, we were just walking out the door, and one of your members from the from Icon was walking in to come to your fine arts night. Right. And I could see her pull the door open and hear her just go, wow. And Wendy and I just high-fived each other. Yeah, there you go.
Right. Well, that makes it all worth it for what we get paid to do what we do.
That's right.
But I have to say it's been a pleasure to work with you guys. I'm used to the having so many things going that then we're always playing catch-up to pull things off at the last minute. But you guys had a pace that we grew this show at and got it all laid out and so that it was in place without staying up till 5 in the morning at all. So I was very pleased to work with you, and I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I'm just...
And who can you run down the names of the artists who are being shown?
The show, the artists there are Astrid Hilger Bennett, Carol Cooey of Iowa City, Carol Cooey of Coralville, B.J. Parody of Chicago. I can't remember
area.
The town outside of Chicago, and Judy Zolser Levine of Wisconsin, somewhere in the Milwaukee region of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They're all some of the top. Art quilt artists in the region, probably the United States. So it's been a great thing to be able to share them with the Southeast Iowa art audience.
Is there a publication or a website or something that people could refer to find out more?
Well, all of these ladies have their own website.
Okay.
They do, and so if they... I think if they go to Bill's, you know, the Icon website and just grab their name and then Google it, they will find these ladies' websites.
Yeah. So we are www.icon-art.org.
And you're listening to KRUU FM 100.1 on your dial.
And we've been interviewing Wendy Reed and Karen Harris, art quilt curators.
Listening to Icon Art Radio, a production of Iowa Contemporary Art, Fairfield.